Southwest, the difference between natural precipitation and evapotranspiration of turf grass is about 1300 millimeters. And even if you have most of this precipitation during monsoon season, in July and August, residential potable water consumption almost doubles in summer compared to in winter. Because summer water consumption is so high, cities implement different strategies to reduce irrigation water consumption for turf. In our research, we are going to focus on three strategies: irrigation with not potable water, use of warm season turf grass species, and increase irrigation efficiency by using subsurface drip irrigation. We had two objectives: to study multi-year effects of saline irrigation from sprinkler and drip systems on warm season turf performance and changes in soil chemistry. Two irrigation systems were used in our research. For drip subsurface irrigation, we used a meterless precision porous pipe operated at 200 kilopascals and installed at 10 centimeters depth and 30 centimeters apart. For sprinkler irrigation, we used Walla Walla MP rotators operated at 270 kilopascals with distribution uniformity measured twice during the growing season, and it was more than 0.75. Three water qualities we used: saline water with electrical conductivity of 3.1 decisiemens per meter and SAR 8.8, and it was groundwater. Moderately saline or 50-50 plant water with electrical conductivity about 2 decisiemens per meter and SAR 6.4, and potable water with EC of 0.6 and SAR 1.24. Nine grasses were used in our research: four cultivars of Bermuda grass, Princess 77, New Max Sahara, Riviera, and Transcontinental; two experimental vegetative desert salt grasses, A138 from the University of Arizona, DT16 from Australia from private breeder; two cultivars of seashore paspalum, Sea Dwarf and Sea Spray; and one vegetative zoysia grass, Dianz. All grasses were irrigated at 110% of reference evapotranspiration level. Mowing height was 4 centimeters. And design of our study was completely randomized block design with three replications. For additional control of water usage, water meters were used. Data collection in 2005, 2006, and 2007 included turf grass quality by visual ratings, and they were taken monthly and average for three seasons: spring, summer, and fall. NDVI readings were taken monthly in 2006 in June, July, and October, and in 2007 they were taken monthly. Soil chemical parameters were analyzed for saturated paste in 0 to 10 centimeters, 10 to 20 centimeters, and 50 to 60 centimeters. And they were taken in middle June, before monsoon season, and middle November, right after the growing season. Analysis of variance for nine turf season grasses indicated that turf quality was varied significantly by cultivar season year interaction, irrigation water season interaction, and irrigation water year interaction. For soil samples, due to time limitations, we will report data just about electrical conductivity for two depths. And analysis variances indicated that Electrical conductivity varies significantly by water ear mounts interaction and irrigation depth mounts interaction. Before I will talk more about our results, I'd like to highlight some climate data that affected all our results. In 2006, we had unusually high amount of precipitation during August and September. And in 2007, we had high amount of precipitation during springtime in April and May. As expected, all turf grasses had the highest quality during summer 2005 and during summer of 2007. And in 2006, the highest quality of grasses were in late summer and fall. That can be explained high amount of precipitation in July and August. And lowest quality all grasses had is expected in spring due to lack of color after winter dormancy. When we look at summer quality data pulled over irrigation type and water quality, you'll see that seed dwarf had highest visual rating in 2006 and in 2007. And it was followed by two cultivars of Premuda grass. Both cultivars of salt grass had lowest performance during all 3 years. Zoysia grass had lower performance in 2 of 3 years. And in the first year, that can be explained by carryover over performance over establishment in 2004. Salt grass has reported salt tolerant grass, and they both salt grass and Seashore paspalum are halophytes. But when we rate salt grass and Seashore paspalum next to Seashore paspalum, it always salt grass always have lower density and color characteristics. Turf quality data pulled over grasses and seasons showed that turf quality was not significantly different when irrigated with saline water, moderately saline water, and potable water for each year and for both sprinkler and drip irrigation. Turf quality data pulled over grasses and ears showed that turf quality also was not significantly different when irrigated with saline, moderately saline, and potable water in spring, summer, and fall for both sprinkler and drip irrigation. Unlike turf quality data, analysis of variance for root zone showed that electrical conductivity was significantly different and it changed in time. In June, it was exhibiting high levels peaking, and these peaks were followed declines reflecting rainy monsoon season in 2005 and in 2006. In 2007, we don't see such a peak, and it can be explained unusually high amount of precipitation during spring of 2007. When we compare data for the root zone and for 10-20 centimeters, so we see that electrical conductivity is significantly higher in June and November when irrigated using subsurface drip irrigation. And for 10-20 centimeters, it's significantly higher in June when irrigated with sprinkler irrigation. Measurements of NDVI were taken monthly to see if correlation between NDVI and visual quality rating is significant. So how close was this correlation? So, and correlation of NDVI and quality was significant with coefficient of 0.64 when all data were pulled and with coefficient of 0.53 to 0.77 when data were analyzed separately for all crashes. In summary, seashore paspalum varieties rated highest for turf quality, followed by Princess 77 and Chivira Bermuda grasses. Saltgrass and zoysia grasses had the poorest quality during two of the 3 year research period. Despite differences in electrical conductivity between saline and potable irrigation plots, irrigated plots, turf quality was not affected by water quality, and irrigation type did not affect turf quality. Based on our 3 year findings, we can say that warm season grass can be successfully grown in a desert climate under drip and sprinkler irrigation if salinity, water salinity level is about 3.0 decisiemens per meter and lower. But more testing is necessary to study long-term salt accumulation in the soil. And now I'd like to acknowledge all funding agencies for support of our research. So thank you so much, and do you have any questions?
Questions for Elena? One question here.
Yes.
What was the spacing on the drip irrigation system between drip lines?
Between drip lines, it was 25 centimeters. So, and depth 10 centimeters, so root zone.
Question here in the back?
Yes.
What's the clay content of these soils?
What is there?
What's the soil texture?
Soil texture, it's sandy soil. It's mostly sandy soil. It's very, very coarse texture. This organic matter about 0.6, 0.5, so it's typical soil for New Mexico. Yes?
Your water SAI is very different. Have you measured the soil, like the exchangeable sodium percentage?
Yes, we just didn't present this data here, but we measured many other data for water, and we were taking soil water samples monthly, and we have full water analysis monthly. So mostly our water. Your question is how much is sodium content? Mostly this is actually water with very high sodium content. I don't remember the top of my mind, but it was mostly sodium carbonated water. Yes, we have this now. We have all this data. Yeah, we measured. I don't remember the number now, but we do you remember, parent?
Any other questions?
Yes.
You were irrigating these at 110%.
Yes. Yes.
What if you reduced how much you were putting on?
Yeah, since we were irrigating with saline water, we had to include leaching fraction in this irrigation, so it was irrigating a little bit higher than they were supposed to. So if we irrigated with lower amount of water, probably, I don't know, maybe it's a completely different experiment. So.
All right, thank you.